Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by Sheen.
Have you ever felt like a lost loved one was trying to contact you from beyond? Maybe through a dream, or just that unshakable feeling that they're still around. Today's episode are two true and unexplainable stories that will leave you chilled. Our first story comes to us from a viewer about an experience she had after the death of her grandmother, an experience that ended up saving her life. This is Lost Keys. I think my grandma's ghost saved my life. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, and I want you to hear my story. My grandma Grace was the closest person to me in the entire world. My mom was in and out of the picture. New boyfriend every other month, and I learned at a young age that I couldn't really rely on her. My dad was never in the picture, but my grandma, she raised me. I lived with her growing up, and she took care of me. Wanted the best for me, she would help me with my homework, she was at every class play, every soccer game, and was first in line to pick me up from school. She was everything to me. I think she saw and was disappointed in who my mom turned out to be, and she was going to do everything in her power to make sure that I turned out differently. Until a few years back. When I was 20 years old, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, which still shocks me to this day because she wasn't even a smoker. She did chemo, but the cancer was too far gone, and my grandma passed on later that year. I was heartbroken. Losing my grandma was like losing a mom, a best friend, and my support system all in one. To be honest, I felt like I was robbed. She left her house to me, which was a gift, but it also hurt to live there without her. After her funeral, I began down a bad path, hanging out with not a great crowd. Drugs, partying. I think I just didn't want to feel anymore. She was gone, and I was all alone. Until one day, she showed me that she wasn't. It was a Friday night, and a group that I had been hanging around had plans to meet up and drive down to a party. This was the usual weekend party. It was going to be a lot of drinking and heavy partying. That evening, as I got ready in my room, all of a sudden, I heard footsteps downstairs, as if someone were in the house. I quickly turned on the music I had playing and could distinctly hear someone walking up and down the hallway. Not exactly something that you want to hear when you live alone. I peered down the stairs, yelled, "Hello?" and the footsteps stopped. A few moments later, I mustered up the courage to go check it out and found nothing. All the doors were locked and I was alone. I thought it was strange, but brushed it off and finished getting ready. The plan for the night was I was going to drive over and meet the group and we'd drive to the party together. I went downstairs, grabbed my purse, walked over to grab my car keys off the key holder next to the door to find them gone. I knew I had just hung them up earlier that day, but they weren't there. This was particularly upsetting as I had lost the other set years before. I began looking everywhere, the kitchen, family room, my room, tossing couch cushions. I could not find my keys anywhere. I had been looking for 30 or so minutes when I eventually gave up and called one of those quote-unquote friends to ask if they could pick me up. I called my friend and she got a major attitude with me on the phone and said that I was way out of their way and told me to find another ride. Whatever. I decided to just call it, stay in for the night. I got into my pajamas and stayed in watching some movies. The next morning, I woke up to a dozen missed calls from some other friends. I called them back to find out. The group I was supposed to go to that party with the night before got into a horrible car wreck late last night on the way to that party. The one riding in the back seat died and the other two were in the hospital in critical condition. At the scene, they found that the driver was drunk. It was awful. In that moment, I knew If I would have gone last night, I would be dead right now. I would have been that fourth passenger in the back seat, and I would be gone. I was completely shaken up all day. I stayed in my room until it hit dinner time, and I went down to the kitchen and saw it. Lying right on the kitchen counter were my car keys. Right there. Impossible to miss. I know you may be thinking, well, you must have missed them when you were looking. No. I remember checking all the counters, the entire kitchen, twice, and they were nowhere to be found. And now I walk in and they're lying right there? What's going on? How is that even possible? And in that moment, I felt her. My grandma. I can't explain the feeling, I just knew in my gut that it was her. It hit me like a wave, and I suddenly realized it was her. She saved me. There's no other explanation for what happened that night. I believe it was her I heard walking around downstairs. I believe she knew what was going to happen that night, so she took my keys. She saw what kind of path I was going down and put a stop to it. Thank you for saving my life. I miss you so much, I said to her as I stood in the kitchen that night. This experience changed everything for me, and I truly believe set me straight. I'm 26 years old now and on a completely different and better path, one that I know my grandma is proud that I'm on. I have a job, great friends who are kind, and a strong belief that my grandma is still watching me, here with me all the time. I still talk to her from time to time, and I know that she's listening, making sure I'm down here doing the right thing. I don't know about you, but I'm tearing up and I have chills. That is a beautiful story, and I cannot tell you how many emails and messages I get from you all, telling me that you all have had experiences very similar to this. Amazing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next story takes a stranger turn. Have you ever gotten a weird phone call? One that you just can't explain? Our next story is one of the most bizarrely unexplainable events that I have ever heard. A man shows up for his usual late shift at work, but what happened that night has haunted him ever since. This is the night call. This one night when I arrived for work, my supervisor looked at me confused and asked me what I was doing here. I said, I work tonight. He said, but they said you called in a few hours ago saying that you were sick. I was a bit confused and said it must be someone else and they got the message wrong. After everyone else showed up for work that night, it was a bit more weird. But we carried on as usual and assigned everyone to their places for the night. I went to work in the control room where I usually work. The control room is at the center of the prison that has direct control over all the cameras, doors, phones, and everything. I settled in for the night and out of curiosity, looked at that message that they took. It read that I had called in at 6:50 and said that I had gotten sick while out cleaning up after a bad storm. There had been a storm the night before and it was a bit bad, but not anything I had to go out and clean up and I wasn't sick. It was all truly weird. My supervisor came into the control room about that time. He was also a friend of mine outside of work and we started talking about how odd it all was. I decided to call my wife at home and tell her about it while he was still sitting there. I picked up the phone and dialed. After 2 rings, a man picked up the phone and with a raspy voice said, "Hello?" I didn't know what to say for the first couple seconds. I looked at the phone to make sure I had dialed the right number, and I had. After a few seconds, the person said, "Hello?" in that same raspy voice. I said, "Hello, who is this?" "This is Taylor. Who is this?" the person said. My head started spinning because my name is Taylor. I yelled, "Where is Anne?" He said, "Anne's in bed. Who is this?" I dropped the phone and told my supervisor to ring me out. I had to get home. As I took off towards the door, I could hear my supervisor pick up the phone behind me and say, "Hello?" followed soon after by, "What the hell?" rather loudly. I ran to my car and drove home faster than what was legal, my mind racing the entire time. I busted through the door, and my wife was sitting watching TV. She was shocked that I was home. I asked her who was there. She looked at me confused and said that no one has been here. After a rather long talk with my wife, I went to call the prison and tell them what was going on, but the phone was dead. I went back to work, and when I came in, my supervisor was acting weird and asked me, "How the hell are you doing this?" He told me that when I left, he picked up the phone, and the person on the other end sounded just like me. He freaked out and hung up the phone. And a minute later, as he saw my car leaving the parking lot, he said I called back from home and asked what the hell was going on. He said that I sounded irate and told him that I was sick and didn't feel like playing these games. Stop prank calling me. And then the line disconnected. I told him that I had no idea what was going on and that was not me on the phone. This was all too strange, and it got stranger. Later, I found out that the phone line in my area had been knocked down the night before by that storm. This is absolutely the strangest thing that has ever happened to me. I'd say so, Taylor. I have read quite a few stories like this, where people will hear their voice calling from another room, or they'll get a phone call with their voice on the other end of the phone. How do you explain that? Is it a parallel universe type of thing? Is it supernatural? Either way, it gives me the creeps. Maybe some things in life are just unexplainable. Until next episode, this is Tell Me a Scary Story.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.